We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And you can also join the conversation via Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. What is your weird eating habit? Your habits, maybe you got more than one. Alex, I want you to share yours in just 1 second, but I thought about this. I was reading it online. It was on Twitter yesterday, and I thought of an old guy that we used to work with, and you may know him or not, but it's a buddy of all of ours. His name's MYK, and that guy, to me, had the weirdest habits about always having a fork and a knife. Actually, for his birthday, Alex bought him, like, custom silverware to take with him no matter where he goes, but he had to, no matter what it was, he had to chop it up into small little
burritos,
pieces.
Pizza, and, yeah, sandwiches. He would literally cut.
I don't
slice.
Know if like he thought Liv he was going to die like from choking.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but he has the weirdest eating habits I've ever seen of anyone in my entire life. He is so particular about where he'll eat, what he'll eat from where. It is bizarre.
What about with like a McDouble from McDonald's?
It doesn't matter what it is.
He cuts it. And he takes a little salt and pepper packets. He has to have those. And he like very lightly like sprinkles it on like perfectly, but he doesn't even use a whole packet. I'm like, bro, that's like not even a fourth of a teaspoon of salt.
This is a little bit different, but Beth Lane, one of the nice ladies we work with here at the radio station, I would say this is an eating habit because it always happens before we eat food. If you don't Purell your hands so much that the alcohol, like you can smell it burning, then you can't eat. Like
she's never said that to me, so it must just be that she thinks you're gross.
No, no, no. She
doesn't. What you're talking about?
Well, you two never pay attention to any of our coworkers. She tells everybody, not just me. She says, "Everybody, clean, wash your hands." Because you're supposed to squirt the Purell. You never pay attention. But if you did, right by the food, there's always two bottles of Purell.
Maybe I don't know about this because every single time we have any type of company lunch provided, it's never anything I will eat because I am so picky.
All right, yeah, let's delve into that here. Alex, everybody knows you as the chicken nugget princess. I mean, that's kind of apparent.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along.
But what does that mean besides that? Because you have weird chicken nugget habits, but just in general, your food eating is quite varied.
I'm extremely picky, so not only do I not eat very much of a variety of things, but how I eat them is very picky. So, like, I don't even know where to begin. Pancakes.
Well, let's start with your chicken nuggets because you eat them in a very weird way.
I do.
Okay, you do not take the skin off anymore?
Oh, yes.
That's weird as hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do love to eat the skin first.
It's serial killer.
But this doesn't work for any chicken nugget except for McDonald's.
Stop. I'm going to be sick.
She teased it. Like
you eat around.
So disgusting.
Eating the skin off, and then you have this tiny. If you eat the skin off first, what you have left is this tiny little chicken patty. The chicken nugget itself is actually so much smaller than you'd think when the breading is off.
A lot of skin surrounds
it.
Yeah,
it's real thin, and I like to shake it a little bit.
Then she just goes, and just kind of rubs on her tongue.
Oh gosh, I hate you guys. Stop! I'm gagging.
So yeah, I like to eat the skin first. All my other Buffalo Bills unite. But there's that chicken nugget habit. I had no idea what you're talking about. Yes, I do that. But then like pancakes, I don't put syrup on them. So no butter, no syrup. I just eat them totally dry.
That's how my sister is.
Yeah, plain.
Lunatic.
I don't put milk inside my cereal. So it's just cereal in a bowl and I eat with a spoon, but it's dry.
Cereal killer.
Yes, cereal killer.
Do you not like milk? Like, will you have a glass of milk?
No. So the only thing I'll put milk in is my instant oatmeal.
I can't even do that.
And my instant oatmeal, I don't cook for the full amount of time. It's supposed to be like, I think two and a half minutes. I like it like soup. So I make oatmeal soup. It's in there for 1 minute.
Because your teeth are so rotten from all the sugar you've had. They can't handle anything that requires chewing or they're all fall apart.
I got my 5 cavities filled recently. Okay?
Five.
I do that. I don't eat pizza. I don't like any cheese. So I don't like Mexican food or Italian food. I'm the only like dipping sauce or condiment I like on anything is ketchup for fries and chicken nuggets or Chick-fil-A sauce for chicken nuggets and fries. Otherwise, when I eat a hamburger or a hot dog, it's completely plain meat on bun, no cheese, no lettuce,
no ketchup,
no mustard, nothing. There's nothing.
You are
on there.
So basic, it hurts.
I have a question. Do you like pasta or no?
No.
So you don't like any pasta?
I don't like tomato sauces and stuff. That's why I don't like any cheese. So no Italian, no Mexican.
The actual pasta, though. You don't like pasta?
The noodles.
Yeah, so you don't like, so you like noodles or no?
Yeah, I do like plain noodles, like noodles with chicken breast or something.
Yeah, with like butter
Sure.
or something, like buttered noodles.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do you like Parmesan cheese?
No cheese. No cheese at all.
Okay.
Not any kind.
No, what happened to make you not like cheese?
It's just disgusting. Anytime I tried it, I just remember gagging.
What did you try?
Well, I've had regular American cheese. I've tried like lasagna and stuff like that. I've had cheese, potatoes, cottage cheese. I remember specifically being about seven.
That's an acquired thing.
Well, when I was seven, my mom made these cheesy potatoes. I refused to eat them. And so for 3 days, I starved because my mom wouldn't let me eat anything else for 3 days. So like,
she should have held out.
Anytime I said I was hungry, she'd be like, there's cheesy potatoes in the fridge. And not only do I not eat leftovers, but I won't eat cheese. So I was like so disgusted. And I am a very stubborn person. So I said, fine, I won't. So I was 7 years old starving myself. And finally, one of my mom's friends was like, you need to let your child eat. She's literally going to die.
That was bad parenting. She should have held her ground. You know, I thought
I would sleep at the kitchen table and everything.
That's messed up. I thought Alex was going to say the reason she doesn't eat cheese because her parents were ahead of the time and did that whole Kraft single challenge thing, you know, throwing at her face.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.